Welcome to Reflecting God. My grandmother was a child during the Great Depression and lived in a children's home because her widowed mother could not afford to properly care for her and her brother. She didn't talk much about this period of her life, but her life exuded its impression on her. She always cared for the things she had. She was the epitome of contentment. Imagine my surprise when I heard that one Christmas she had received a pencil because that's all there was to give. At first glance, this appeal to avoid the love of money is simply a parting thought added to the end of a long list of well-advised actions. Don't love money. Got it. But the writer seems to want us to look closer. Be content with what you have because God is always with you and will never leave you. What do you have to worry about when the creator of the universe is always with you? Nothing. You don't have to pin your hopes on money. Rather, you can spend your energy loving others, being hospitable, and honoring marriage. Avoiding the love of money frees you to love as God loves. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.